Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast.
Have you ever found yourself saying something like, oh, I feel so guilty that I had to tell them no, but my schedule is so jam-packed, I don't see how I can make it happen. Or I felt so guilty about telling them no, I went ahead and said yes. Or I feel so guilty about this extra weight that I've put on that I just can't seem to get off. Or I feel so guilty that I'm not where I thought I would be at this point in my life. Or have you ever found yourself saying, oh, it's everything I try, it doesn't work out. Or why even bother trying? Because it's not going to work out. These are just some examples of what some people think is guilt. And guilt, by the way, is very good. But it's not guilt. It's a shame attack. And there's nothing good, nothing in shame. Because it will steal your ability to focus on where you should be going today. If left to go on too long, it will kill your ability to be able to achieve tomorrow. And then after that, it'll begin to destroy your dreams, your hopes, your desires, and instead replace it with overwhelming stress, with the feeling that this is never going to get any better. And then because of the mind-body connection, what the mind represses, the body expresses, well, the system winds up going toxic and gets sick. So what is the difference between shame and guilt? Because as I alluded to a moment ago, guilt is good. Guilt says that you have violated a value. So when my clients come in to tell me that they feel guilty about something, I'm like, okay, well, this can be very useful in assisting you on your trajectory and taking yourself to the top. So what value have you violated? And then we either need to do a course correction to get you back into alignment with that value, or maybe that value isn't one that should be in your dominance hierarchy right now. And we need to switch it out to an upgraded value, like saying yes to everybody so you don't feel bad. Okay. That's guilt. Shame, on the other hand, because whenever I ask, hey, what value have you violated out of the six that my clients work on? Whenever I say, all right, well, let's look at, are you really guilty or are you experiencing shame? Because shame says you're broken, you're flawed, and you cannot be fixed. And they're like, oh, 99% of the time, it's shame. And then it's like, okay, well, shame is something that is infected, that we're given. Well, we just don't develop shame on our own. And so the question is, who taught you that? And is there any truth in it that you want to keep right now? If there's not, then we need to create an upgraded experience for the part of you that is feeling the shame, and then move the outer part of you into action. So I had a client 2 weeks ago. Some of my clients, when they first work with me, they see me every week. or it's 4 sessions within 6 weeks. After that, they had the option to keep it at like that or move into twice a month. This particular client, it's twice a month, and I saw her 2 weeks ago, and she had come to a realization that all of a sudden just popped into her head that if it can't be perfect, what's the point? I'm like, okay, who taught that to you? And unfortunately, it was the person who should have been protecting her when she was younger and instead ignored what she had going on, and she was not safe. There was someone else in her experience that was causing not just hurt, but harm. And so she developed out of her mom teaching her that, you know what, I can't listen to you. What you're saying makes no sense. So the very person that should have been protecting her was actually putting her in harm's way. So what is somebody who is immature, they haven't developed in their thinking, what are they going to do? Well, we know with learned helplessness, they're going to take it personal. And so out of that, that younger her decided that if she could just find a way to be perfect, that maybe people would listen to her. That if she could just find a way to be perfect, that maybe all the harm that was happening to her would stop. And she tried and she tried and she tried. Nothing happened. The harm continued. Okay, so what do we do with that? And how was all of this triggered? She decided to take her company into a new direction. She's going to try something new. And the younger her was like, oh, no. There's harm waiting out there. And if you cannot be perfect with this, don't do it. By the way, I don't know if you can hear Thor barking in the background because he's not getting my full attention right now. I know this is a noise canceling mic, but sometimes you might be able to pick him up and his bellows. Okay. So what did we have to do with her? Now, every client, it's going to be a unique experience. But for her, it was like, okay, let's create a space and a place for that younger you where you listen to her, where you say, you know what? I think you are perfect. It wasn't your fault. It was never your challenge. And for those of you who are watching this on the video, you notice that Thor is now here going, no, pay attention to me with my toys. Okay, so let's see if I can get this finished. Yes, there he is. Okay, so her reinforcing, I think you're perfect just the way you are. And there's nothing that you need to do to protect yourself from harm. I'm going to do that for you. Now, in the 2 weeks that she had the realization of if it's not perfect, what's the point? She got sick. She got really sick. Inflammation through her body. Yeah, that typically happens with overperformers. See, whenever you're put into an experience where you can no longer regulate your system, you will either look for ways to overperform, thinking if you finally find the magic key to unlock the door, you can get away from everything that's going on, or you will go into avoidance. You will shut down and just close yourself off. This is what I mean whenever I say not only will it kill your focus for today, but it will steal your tomorrows and it will destroy your dreams, because the body must process what the mind and the heart don't know what to do. She's an overperformer, so she has to deal with inflammation, things getting too high. So we have to bring it back into harmony. We have to address the body, which is what she was doing over the 2 weeks. She was bringing in some of her other professionals going, wow, why all of a sudden do I have this inflammation throughout my body and every single joint is screaming at me? And so dealing with some other holistic ways. But that still doesn't allow the brain and the heart to go, okay, we need to create a safe space and place. And that's where we use hypnosis. Allow her to connect with that little girl. Get her out of harm's way and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do to take care of you. And as the conscious part of you, I will prove to you, because children do look for evidence. They don't trust words. Words have harmed them. So now she is going to be looking for the evidence mentally and emotionally that whenever she's like, it's too much, the client now has steps to say, okay, I get that. And what's the truth? The whenever I said, okay, who taught you this? And what truth did they try to give you? And is there anything that out of that truth you want to keep? And so she did. She did want to keep the point of, I think you're perfect. I don't think there's anything else you need to do. I think you just need to enjoy life the way you are right now. There is nothing wrong with you. And that's the truth that she decided to keep as her mantra to share with the younger her again and again whenever that younger her showed up and said, here's some of the harm that was given to me and I don't know how to handle it. Okay. I don't know about you. Each client is different. But I know shame will dress itself up as guilt and then wind up attacking you. Every client that I have worked with that is experiencing long-term physical symptoms, that they're experiencing out-of-control emotions, mentally, they're absolutely exhausted. It's been because they have been trying to deal with the dysfunction of shame instead of going, I'm putting that down. I don't have to carry it anymore. And in its place, they're putting the actions to be healthy. I hope this has assisted you. And remember that what happened to you, whatever it was that caused the shame, you didn't have the ability to deal with it. People in your environment should have helped you. They should have protected you, but they didn't. Probably because they were dealing with their own shame. But the cycle stops today. Break the chains. And that's whenever you can begin to find full freedom of the expression of you at your healthiest. So until we get together again, blessings on your brilliance. What I'm getting ready to share is not for everybody. But if you are the type of person that has been through some stuff in your life and you want to assist others to where they don't either have to go through it or when they are in it, you want to help them get through to the other side to upgrade as quick as possible. Well, maybe you should marry your passion of helping others with the profit of your own holistic business by becoming a certified hypnotist. Because as a CH, you now have a process and a system that you will be taught that will allow you to showcase your brilliance as well as the BBS that you've been through, bad belief systems. It allows you to showcase that in a way that assists others. And here's the great thing. Every time you give someone a suggestion for them to be their best, it can actually boomerang back to you to where it also helps you. That means the more people that you assist living a high quality life, then it also works for you automatically. Okay, if this sounds like something that you might want to investigate, then go to dawnlandrum.com and click on Become a Certified Hypnotist and see exactly what the program offers you. Besides just the fact that it's virtual, you can attend from anywhere, and you can get your certification by 2 evenings a week for just 12 weeks. Okay. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me, 636-699-7791. Or there is a button that will pop up on the CH page that says, am I the right instructor for you? And you can click on it and set a time for us to chat. And if I'm not a fit for you, I'll be able to guide you in who you should be looking for. It is time to give your pain a fuller purpose for progress that goes beyond just you. Let's support those that are looking for you, that have a story similar to yours, and you can help them add on an additional chapter that's going to be about the success in their life, and it was because you were there to support them.